Well, hey, Brandon, we're looking forward to just a new venture. We are really excited about doing interviews with authors and bloggers and just everyday people. We are excited about bringing these different people from different genres in life to our podcast. And we have some great interviews coming up. And one of them happens to be Jonathan Catherman.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Because we had mentioned about bringing in other people into this. And I don't think you and I even imagined that we would be venturing into interviewing authors and other media related people into this. And so I think that adds another aspect to the generations, people maybe who are working with generational gaps, like we're going to be doing with one of our first interviews with Jonathan Catherman. But it'll be different perspectives of these issues that we've been tackling over the past couple of years. And so I'm excited to really get into this. It's an exciting announcement for me. You know, I get excited, I get nervous and just pumped for talking with different people and their perspectives on things they're passionate about. Because when you write a book, you're really passionate about a subject, right? And yeah. So as we get excited in one episode or two episodes, people have done entire life works and on these subjects as well. So it'd be great to bring in their voice and to help different generations to hear from other people as well.
Well, and we also want to thank our listeners for just sticking with us and just walking the journey with us as we bring in different people to interview. We're definitely not the first podcast to do that. So thank you for just staying with us and seeing what comes our way, because we just haven't planned a lot of this. This whole podcast just started because we just wanted to do a podcast together. We wanted to just delve into issues that reached across generational and cultural divides. And we just are coming from two different perspectives, male, female, East, West Coast, just even our ages. And so thanks. I just want to say thanks to our listeners for just staying with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the way we started was anytime we would get together, we would have these really great conversations. Mm-hmm. And with you being in media already, we were like, man, we should just do something. And then it was like just one day we decided, let's do it. Let's just do it.
I still remember actually where we were. We were sitting in my brother's living room. You were sitting beside me on my right hand side.
Wow, and that's very specific of you.
Very specific. And you said, we should do a podcast. And I was like, yeah, we should do a podcast. And that's how it just was all birthed. And that's sometimes just how these great things happen in life. Yeah. You know, with people and ideas. And so that's just really exciting. I'm just really excited about where this is all going and how this is happening. And not only authors are we interviewing, but we are also excited to be interviewing people from media as well. And so stick with us. We've got stuff happening, stuff coming down the pipe, and you don't know what's coming, and sometimes we don't either. So thanks for staying on the ride.
I want to tell you this, Jacqueline, because I had been thinking about, before we were in that living room and I was on your right side, I had been thinking about, man, it'd be so good to do a podcast, to do something like this. Like it's something I'm pretty excited about and passionate about as a hobby of mine. And I really wanted to get into it. And I was like, oh man, you know, it's like when you want to do something and you just need to like get the courage and overcome something and do it. And you helped be my courage to overcome and to jump into it. And especially with your experience and your exposure to media, you weren't afraid to do something new like this, where that was brand new for me. So thank you, Jacqueline, as well for helping me get into this. And you helped me bridge that gap in my life as well. So we are excited about this. I didn't want to get all mushy-gushy necessarily, but there you go. A little bit of mushy-gushy. And so we are excited for that. So stay tuned, and we will have some authors for you in the next, and media-related people to interview in the next weeks to come.